T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Draft day, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Let the fireworks begin, or so we expect. Marty's back. Welcome back.
Yay.
At Marty Biron 43. Was away on Tuesday. And you missed, Marty, you've missed a lot.
I was listening, though. And you guys did a great job, but yeah, I did miss quite a bit.
So here's what we have going on today. Craig has 4 trades for us that he's going to propose probably here in the next 10 minutes. We'll give him the floor. But it's the draft day. And don't forget, there's a draft party down at the rink, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And myself, Danny Gare, and Rob Ray will be down there. So come on down. And you know what? The Sabres are going to take the first overall pick. I mean, right? Like, it's not going to be traded, and there's no funny surprise of it not being Owen Power. Either one of you, it's going to be Owen Power.
I would think so. I'll be there too. Me and Duffer will be there, Petey. So we're actually working. We're working tonight because we're going to do live reactions. So after the pick, head to the Sabres social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatnot. I don't know if it's going to be on all of them, but you will get all your information and you'll see Duffer and I talk about the pick. We'll do an interview with the pick at some point. So there'll be tons of content on social media. So yeah. And I would assume we will interview Owen Power at some point. That's I'm about 99.9999999%. So
yeah, no, Chris Durkin did say we'll work on getting the number one overall pick next week for the show. And I said, you mean Owen Power? And he said, oh, we don't know yet. I was like, okay, Chris. All right. Keep playing it. Instigators, as I mentioned, Craig is here. Darren Dreger at 11 o'clock. So Craig, are you expecting fireworks? It sounds like people seem to think things are heating up, and people seem to think that there's nothing going on.
Well, the only person who thinks that there's nothing going on is Marty, from the people that we speak with. I think that things are heating up, you know, all over the place. And, you know, today is going to be a very big day. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a move or two leading into the draft. So it'll be certainly interesting to see what happens. As far as the draft pick tonight, I would be shocked, and I mean shocked, if Owen Power's name is not called here tonight. So I think he's the bona fide number one. I think he's worked his way into that, and we'll see Owen Power's name.
Would you guys be shocked if the Sabres did not have a second first round pick in tonight's draft because of either Rasmus, Samson, or Jack?
I'll tell you, be honest with you, I will be shocked if they get a second first round pick. I will be shocked. I think that moves are going to happen, but it's been so hard and so busy and so complicated for all general managers the last couple of weeks that you try to make trades, you call GMs, you offer things, you look at the salary cap, and then it kind of stops there. And we've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it with Tarasenko. We've seen it with with other big names. And the Sabres have three right now that people are like, oh, yeah, we like Jack Eichel. Oh, we like Sam Reinhart. Oh, we like Rasmus Ristolainen. But it's very hard and complicated. So I would be surprised if the Sabres were able to get a second first round pick, to go along with their first overall selection.
Well, let's not waste any time here. Craig, you haven't commented. Would you be shocked if they acquired a second? You have four trade scenarios with four teams lined up, ready to go. And that's
just with a Jack Eichel trade. I do believe that Sam Reinhart, I think that there is a tremendous amount of want and interest in Sam. I think that he might be able to garner a high top 10 draft pick in this year's coming draft. So something that certainly have to watch out for. But I would think that today, where everybody's been swimming in some warm water, feeling out, the tide, this, that, and the other, we've turned on the stove now, and things are going to start to boil, and you're going to have the teams that want to step up to actually make a little extra, give a little bit extra, are the ones that are going to get these deals done. But it's going to start to turn up. You're going to see some boiling water now, and now it's going to be sink or swim. So
I Darren Dreger coming up at 11 o'clock and I don't know, Riv, I messaged Darren this morning, just kind of asking him, any info of what's going on for the Sabres that we can, talk about when you come on. And basically he responded and said, teams are waiting, especially on Risto, waiting for Buffalo to engage. The ask has been very high. Sabres have supposedly softened a bit, but some of the clubs seem to be frustrated at the slow play. New York and Minnie seem to be Eichel's targets. It's very interesting, but it doesn't sound like there's much going on. A source from Minnie said they didn't think they were really anywhere on Jack right now. But then another, you have Broadway Jimmy Hayes saying that Minnesota's heavy on Jack. I mean, it's just, there's so many different opinions out there, there's so much different information. I have a feeling, like Marty, I said the other day on the show.
Well, yeah, but it's like that everywhere. So there is, okay, so I don't know if you guys followed what happened in Montreal last week, but so there was a reporter that basically said Philip Deneau and the Seattle Kraken was a done deal, that he was going to sign with the Kraken as a UFA, and that's the way it is. And then, everybody's jumping against it, saying, no, I talked to the agent, I talked to the player, nothing's going to happen, they didn't even talk. And then Philip Deneau's house is on the market in Montreal. Like, it just, like, you try to put it all together. There's a lot of different information, and I do believe that they're all true. I'm not saying to the aspect that, Jack Eichel's going to Minnesota or Philip Deneau's signing with Seattle, but there's always some of it, a small portion, 10%, 20%, whatever, that is true. So I try to navigate through all of this, but I would assume that if we're talking about the New York Rangers a lot, if we're talking about the Minnesota Wild a lot, that there's been conversation and really good conversation. I still don't think those trades are going to happen, because unless you're hitting a home run and you're getting the return, you're not making it right now. So, and then Jack's agent said, Jack is feeling great. Jack is skating, feeling great. So is it gamesmanship to let other teams know, hey, he's doing great, you're getting him at 100%? Or is it just saying, Jack's feeling great, he's going to start next season? So
is he saying Jack's feeling great because he knows there's a deal in place?
Maybe.
Like, so, we don't know. I mean, here's the thing. If there is a deal in the works, any reason that they would want to make the deal now or announce it later, Marty? I mean, like, I just, I don't know if it's for suspense or for the show or what, but just to finalize details or anything. But who's to say that there isn't already a deal done somewhere? I said the other day, I was starting to feel like you, like maybe Jack might you know, be here at the start of the year. Then you start to hear things heating up and whatever. And another great point here that Jeff put in the rundown, timing. Do you want to take the attention away from Owen Power, who's going to go number one, or do you want to make the deal after after the first overall pick so you can focus on that, get the fans excited about that, and then, you know what, here's what we're doing next. We got Owen Power.
You're making, if you have the trade, you're making it as soon as you have what you want. And it could be, and maybe you wait until the draft tonight or maybe prior to the draft. So you're doing it, let's see, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, you announced that you've come to an agreement and you've traded Sam Reinhart, you've traded Ristolainen, you've traded Jack. Now you have all the media availability. You know, by the time 7 o'clock runs around, everything's done, all it's been talked about, and 8 o'clock you make your selection. But and if the Sabres didn't have the first overall pick, maybe you wait a little bit. But because they have the first overall pick, if you have a trade in the works and it's agreed upon, you have to announce it before your pick. You can't pick first overall, wait two picks later and then announce it. Like, you have to do it when it's there. Anyway, that's the way I look at it.
No. I'm leaving the letting it breathe for Riv to take over. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We're talking about it's draft day, but you know what? I think we know what the Sabres are going to do at number one. Don't be surprised if it's Owen Power. I mean, it's going to be Owen Power. We should expect this like we expected every player at the expansion draft. Okay.
Plus, Seattle picked about 12 defensemen in the expansion draft, so they probably know
6'3" and above, by the way.
And they probably know that the Sabres are picking Power, so that they are like, okay, well, we're gonna get Matt Beniers. Like, that's the way I look at it. If you're Seattle, and you know that the Sabres are not picking Power, then you're gonna get them at two. Maybe you don't select 12 defensemen. Maybe you just, go in a different route.
There's just, it's amazing. I'm kind of like, there's so much reading going on. As you guys are talking, I'm just trying to take it all in. I'm being the GM right now. I'm like, you know, the couch GM. There's so much in my brain going on. I can't, it's like everything that Marty's saying, all I hear is wah, 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 because I'm trying to process, like, we've got, you know, the guys in the studio sending stuff out, and there's so much, there's going
to
be,
you like
so
to be a GM. John Buccigross tweeted, expect a big market team trade. And I said at the start of the show that you have four trades lined up for Jack Eichel right now. That's the only, I know everyone wants to know what's going to happen with Sam and everything, Riv, but Jack Eichel's the big name right now. And that's the trade that everyone's anticipating. So why don't you do that?
You know what,
by the way, it's draft tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN too. You might want to be there early, 'cause you know, the Sabres have the number one pick.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this out there. I think to me, I think they might be a little bit more than what the actual trade is going to be, but I have four different trades, with Mini, Anaheim, LA, and the Rangers. Those are the teams that seem like they've been interested. Now, I know that Anaheim and LA have kind of pulled back on things, but you know as well as I do that they can jump right back into the fire right away because they have the pieces to get Jack Eichel. Okay. I'm going to name the four trades. It might be a little bit more than what we would actually get, but this is kind of, there's four trades. I'm going to read them out. You tell me which one that you guys like.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Minnesota. Minnesota is going to trade Matt Boldy, Marco Rossi, and the 26th overall pick in the 2021 draft.
For Sam?
Good one, Marty.
Anaheim.
Good one, Randy.
Is going to trade the third overall pick, Drysdale, who was third overall last year's draft, and Max Jones, a former first round draft pick for Anaheim.
So that was three, Drysdale
and Max Jones. LA is going to trade Turcotte, the 8th overall pick, and Gabriel Vilardi.
How hard was that to come up with that deal without Byfield in it?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough because
for you specifically, I was saying, because I complained about that for quite some time.
I value, and this is just me, I value Quentin Byfield's game and what he's going to be in a number of years. I think he's going to be a pretty solid player in the league.
Before you move on to your next deal, Rivs, though,
yes,
tell us what the original LA deal was.
Byfield, the eighth overall, and Vilardi.
So, no, it was Byfield, Turcotte, and the eighth overall. And then you scratch Byfield and added Vilardi underneath on the next line. Like, you really...
No. Like, I had Byfield in there. I put Byfield's name because I wanted him. And then it's like, the more and more I've read, they are not under any circumstances giving up Byfield. Okay. So that's when I just erased him out and said, okay, Turcotte, who was picked fifth overall in the 2019 draft, he's a solid player. Okay. We don't know where he's going to go and how good he's going to be, but Turcotte, the eighth, and Vilardi, who was, I think, 12th overall, picked by LA in like 2018. The Rangers.
Speaking of the Rangers, before you move on.
Yep.
Brooksy. Is it Larry Brooks?
Yep.
At Brooksy. New York, at NYP underscore Brooksy just said, as of early morning, at least Buffalo's demands on return for Eichel remain fantastical. Anyone know what fantastical means? Here's what it means.
It means extreme, excessive.
Strange, weird, or fanciful in appearance. Or that's what it just says here. I looked it up. I had to look it up. Because I thought it might have been a spelling error. Go ahead, Riv. So come up with your
fantastic. I guess my question to Brooksy is, what are the demands? Text them back, Petey. You got a blue check mark beside you. Text them back and say, do us all a favor there, Brooksy, and why don't you tell us what the fantastical offers are?
I'm going to get in on Brooksy.
On Brooksy.
Okay, I'll go after Brooksy.
Say, instigators here. Instigators here live.
Can I say
Brooksy,
Craig,
what do you got?
Know? Can I drop your name?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can put Riv Nation, though. He's probably going to know that. So okay. Listen, my last trade, you have Minnesota, Boldy, Rosti, 26 overall pick. You have Anaheim, Drysdale, third overall pick, Max Jones. You have LA, Turcotte, eighth overall pick with Vilardi. The Rangers, Philip Hedl, Keandre Miller, and the 15th overall pick. I like this because I've seen the eyebrows raised of Martin Brown, and I think I've sparked a little interest in him. What are your thoughts? Are there any of these deals, Marty, that I'm delusional? That
Craig,
these
okay
do not
this,
make sense?
Are you okay with this tweet to Brooksy? I said, hi, Brooksy, we're live on the air. At Craig Gervais 52 would like to know what the demands are. Is that okay?
Yeah, why not? Okay.
All right. Marty, you know him personally, don't you?
I know Larry Brooks, yes.
Okay, so why don't you put Marty on there, too?
Message him, Marty. Text him.
Marty, right now. Blue check.
Text him.
100,000
followers.
No,
you can do it right. Do it live on the air. That's what the fun of it is.
Rivs just asked me a question. I want to answer the question first. Can
Marty,
I answer the question?
How well do you know Larry Brooks? He's big time. He's big time.
Listen,
why can't
you
make a phone call and get him on the show right now? You said that you knew the king. Oh yeah, I know the king super well. Meanwhile, he never returned your call because he doesn't
he
know
did
Marty.
He did not
Brown
return my call. Although he returned my text when it was like when he got the heart surgery and all of that. So that's good. Brooksy, Larry Brooks, when I was with the Rangers, covered the Rangers, still does. And we used to sit down after practice, chit chat, talk. Great guy. Love him. He's got a lot of opinions and a lot of knowledge. I'll text him and say, okay, just for, a kick at the can, what are the demands? And we'll see. But send him a note as well, Petey. So
I did. I did. I mean, I know I met him, but I don't know him. So, but I'm just curious.
I was
to
at
know
the time where Torts and him used to go at it all the time. It was awesome. by the way.
Was he the guy that Torts said wanted it kicked out of the room? Who was
that?
That
was Dan Boyle. That was Dan Boyle wanted Brooksy out of the room.
So Dan Boyle, that's right. So the Dan Boyle, okay.
The exit interview, he wanted him out of the room. But anyway, okay, so let me answer Riff's question first, and then I'll go into the Brooksy text or whatnot. You are on a good path, Rivs, with all your trade scenario. The only thing is that I feel that it's you're settling. You want to facilitate a trade and you're settling a little bit.
Why am I settling in any of these deals?
You're only getting three pieces, a first round pick this year, a top end prospect, and then one more. Like, I mean, I think you need four pieces. I think you got to ask and get four pieces.
Well, here's the thing, Jack. The way I looked at this, I could get four pieces. I could actually get five pieces. But I want quality over quantity.
I'm not saying you need four pieces.
Philip Hedel is an NHL hockey player that has the ability to be a very good hockey player. He's only 21. Keandre Miller could be a top 10, top 15 defenseman in the NHL in 2-3 years from now. And the 15th overall pick.
You're only getting 90, 85 cents on the dollar. I think you could get more. That's what
I don't know
saying.
If I'm getting that.
Oh, that's the way I look at it. I mean, I feel that you could get a little bit more. You could ask for, a little bit more sauce on that, on that nugget. So that's the
you know
way
the
I
funny thing
it.
Is, Marty? Listening to Elliot Freeman that we had on yesterday. So we're talking about Jack Eichel trade. And he said, and we keep asking him, we keep digging at him. What is it going to cost to get Jack Eichel? So if you're Anaheim, what's it going to cost? And he says, I think it's going to be, maybe like a Drysdale and a third overall pick. And we had pause. And we're waiting for the rest of it, right? Yeah. And I said, that's it? Drysdale and the third overall pick is going to get you Jack Eichel? He's like, yeah. What more can you get for Jack? We here feel that we want four, five pieces. But when you look at the other side, they do not want to tear apart their organization to bring in one player. So you need to be, for me, it's not about how many players we bring in. It's about the quality in which the player that you bring in is going to help your team move forward.
Yes.
And I think in all four of these deals, obviously the Minnesota deal, Matt Boldy, Rossi, and the 26th overall pick, these are two players that basically have not played in the NHL yet, but exactly. They are going to be solid, very solid NHL producing players.
And that's why I always thought Minnesota was far-fetched in my opinion, because you could throw a couple of prospects, a draft pick, but the Sabres need to acquire a player that is significant right now. Like if you were to say to me, the trade is Philip Hedel, Boldy, Rossi, and the 26th overall, I'd say okay, because you're getting a player that I really like in Hedel, and then you have two really higher-end prospect and a first-round pick. I'm like, that's good. There's the four pieces that make, for me, a good Jack Eichel trade. I don't think the Minnesota has that to offer right now.
I don't think you're wrong, Marty. I don't think you're wrong. But the deal, if Minnesota is the trade partner, it's going to involve those two players. It has to.
I mean, it absolutely has to. And I look at these players. Philip Hedel was drafted, and he was what was he drafted, Marty? Do you have exactly
10
what
or
he
12
was?
Or 11 or he, I don't know why I went in that order.
He was 21st. Okay, he was 21st overall. He's a big center. He's a big kid.
Yes.
He skates exceptionally well. In this year, if he would have played a full season, he would have been on pace for about 45 points. Now, this is a kid that just turned 21. Okay. Mm-hmm. He was on pace for 45 points this year. I think when I look at Philip Hedel and his skill set, he has the ability to be a player that is going to get you 65 points a year in the next couple of years. Even next year, he could be in a position where he's playing behind, a Panarin. He's playing behind Zibanejad. He's playing behind Buznevich. He's playing behind all of these players.
But is he really the guy you want in that deal with Jack Eichel? Like, okay, so I'm with you, Rip.
Filip Hedl is going to be a very good player moving forward. And my mega guy in that deal is Keandre Miller.
Am I asking too much to counter your, like, am I asking too much if I say, why shouldn't the Sabres be asking for, I understand Lafreniere is going to be off the table, much like Byfield's off the table. But why can't you ask for Kako, Keandre Miller and number 15? Boom, done. We'll see you later. We got a forward, a defenseman, and a future pick.
So what you're telling me right now is you're valuing Kaapo Kakko a lot more than Filip Hedl is what
I actually
saying.
Don't. I am not.
Talking to my buddy Andrew over here.
Okay, talk to your buddy.
Because that's what you're doing. You basically just said Kaapo Kakko is going to 100% get this deal done with Keandre Miller in the 15th. Have you seen what Kaapo Kakko has done over the last two seasons?
I'm not saying he's better than Hedl. I'm not saying that. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm backing off that deal. I feel like the Rangers wouldn't want to get rid of him. That's why I'm saying it. I think the Rangers would probably rather get rid of a guy like Kakko versus Filip Hedl. That's what I'm saying, and I'm okay with that. Because if Kaapo Kakko,
Revs. Absolutely.
Kako, I think Kaapo Kakko is one of those guys that probably early in his career needs that change of scenery already. He's probably not going to get the chance to develop into the player there that they see him becoming. And Larry David.
The only thing that it's missing in that Rangers deal, Rivs, and I think you've got two good pieces, Filip Hedl, Keandre Miller. You have a first round pick. You're missing one piece, okay? You're missing a top-end prospect that to make it four. And that guy with the Rangers would be Nils Lundqvist, okay? Nils Lundqvist was a first pick in the 2018 draft, 28 overall. He's a 20-year-old defenseman who's played in Sweden. That would be what I would add. So if you do Hedl, you do Keandre Miller, Nils Lundqvist in a first-round pick, I'm good. Let's go. Let's do it.
I'm going to tell you guys, we got to go to break today, ladies and gentlemen. Darren Dreger's coming up. He has information what's going on. And a lot could have changed since early this morning, as we hear from Brooksy at the New York Post that there are still conversations and the demands seem to be like a lot from the Sabres for Jack Eichel. And why wouldn't they be? You have five more years of a star player. I'm going to tell you, Marty and Craig, what I think really needs to happen, and you guys can tear my head off about it. I know you're going to try, but I'm going to tell you what I think needs to happen in order to get a deal done. When we return, I'm curious to know your thoughts. Draft day here. Draft tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Instigators, we're back. WGR 550 and MSG just a few minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. It's draft day as the Sabres have the number one pick overall. The draft is on at 8 o'clock, ESPN 2. Darren Dreger is set to join us at 11 o'clock, and we will talk to him about all the trade rumors that are starting to heat up as the roster freeze and trade freeze was lifted yesterday at 1 o'clock and full swing here. So Marty has officially texted Larry Brooks, and I think we're waiting on a response. And I did say that I had one thing I wanted to tell you guys that I think you have to do. And I, at 10,
you won't know if I get a response or not, by the way, PD, because I am a professional and, my sources are remain my sources. So I may go in and discuss a few things, but you won't know if I do or don't get a response, because you guys make fun of me now. When I don't get a response from somebody, I hear it for weeks. So I'm not going to let you know.
Well, that way you can just say, yeah, I heard back, but I can't tell you. And we'd never know if you heard back.
Okay. Well,
I would trust that you would do that before I would trust that you had any sources.
I heard back, but I'm not going to tell you.
That's fine. That's fine. So here's what I was saying about your trades, fellas. And here's what I think the reality is. And I'm okay with it. I think you have to back off your stance of four pieces. I think you have to look for three pieces.
No, you can't.
Sure, you can.
You can back off of
this
Ryan.
This isn't the Ryan O'Reilly deal. This isn't the Ryan O'Reilly deal where you're going to get a first round pick, a prospect, and two players that, you know, have old legs. You know, you're going to get young players that have promise and fill your roster. I really like those two pieces that you got from St. Louis, Berglund and Saboka. Like those were literally fill in fluff pieces. Where the piece, yeah, but the at players the time, that we
Ryan O'Reilly wasn't. It wasn't even Sam Reinhart. It wasn't Jack Eichel. Ryan O'Reilly was a
just
good
a Selke Trophy winner.
I understand that, and he did that the year after, and fantastic. Good for him. Good for winning the cup in the Selke. I mean, he had a great year and a great playoffs. But you're absolutely right. This is not Ryan O'Reilly trade. This is not. Yeah, we can settle. We'll get our prospects. We'll get some bodies in. You're talking about Jack Eichel. You can't settle. You cannot settle and say, "Oh, we got close to what we wanted." No, you can't settle. And I'm not comparing Jack Eichel to Eric Lindros, especially because I know, Petey, your Eric Lindros is like one of the top guys that played the game. But like when Quebec City traded Eric Lindros, they did not settle. Did you see the pieces they got?
And well, I guess where I'm going with this, Marty, when you look at my moves, you know, LA, for an example, Alex Turcotte.
You're settling.
Was a fifth overall pick.
He's not Quinn Byfield. You're settling. This is Jack Eichel we're talking about.
Fifth overall pick, the eighth overall pick this year.
Yeah, which could be Alex Nylander or Casey Middlestat.
Vilardi, who's a 21-year-old player that plays as a top two center right now on LA and has insane upside.
He's like 6'3", too, isn't he?
He's a big kid. He's a great hockey player. Why is that settling? A fifth overall pick in Alex Turcotte, who's not even in the league yet.
Yeah, exactly.
An eighth overall pick in Gabriel Vilardi.
Yeah, and this is Craig talking about a three-piece trade with LA that doesn't involve Byfield.
So the fifth overall pick in 2018 was Alex Turcotte. Okay, who was the fifth overall pick in 2017?
Who was the what? What number?
This fifth overall pick in 2017.
Who went first overall that year?
Rasmus Dahlin.
I don't know. Cole. Okay.
It was Barrett Hayton. It was Barrett Hayton. A fifth round pick could be anything.
Fifth overall pick.
It could. We got Alex Nylander and Casey Middlestat at eight overall, right? And then Sergachev goes ninth. It could mean anything. You could have a guy that's barely going to make it to the NHL to a stud in the NHL.
Right, but I think Turcotte, but I think it's to Riv's point on that deal, Turcotte and Vilardi are already projected to be NHL roster players. Where exactly? Yes. We don't know what that.
But you're trading that, Jack Eichel. You cannot settle without having Quentin Byfield on that deal. Then LA, sorry, bud, we're not trading Jack Eichel if you can't bring Quentin Byfield to the table. Just the way it is. And I'll be honest with you, I love Rivs. That you're looking to make it happen, right? You're looking. You're like, you usually live in this fantasy land like, I want Tom Wilson. Well, it's not going to happen. Well, we need Tom Wilson. So right now, you're actually looking for a realistic way to make that deal happen, which I totally appreciate, and I love that you were able to back off Quentin Byfield to make it work in LA. But I'm sitting here with Jack Eichel in my hand, and I'm saying, what if I'm making the trade, I better get what I want. And I'm not seeing that in especially the LA deal. I'm like, I need more.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think in Riv's scenario, I think Riv, of your four trades, if you want to recap them quickly before, I like the Minnesota deal the most, but
Matt Boldy, Marco Rossi, anybody who knows Matt Boldy right now, he is a college D1 player. He was drafted, if I'm not mistaken, 12th overall. He's a 6'2", 200-pound centerman. He was lights out for Boston College this year. I mean, point-producing freak. He is going to be a hell of a hockey player in the National Hockey League. Then you have Marco Rossi. Marco Rossi was drafted one pick after Jack Quinn last year. Now, both were teammates. Marco Rossi was the centerman playing for the Ottawa 67s, and at the age of 17 years old, he led the league in scoring with 123 points. That's insane.
Yeah.
He's a point producing freak. He is highly, highly skilled, highly intelligent hockey player, 9th overall pick, and he is going to be an outstanding NHL hockey player.
Do you guys have any reason?
Then you have the 26th overall pick. This is another first round draft pick. So I think that's a very interesting deal. It's something that Jack Eichel's going to produce right away. He's going to go to at whatever team he goes to, and he's probably going to get you 90 to 100 points. But the deals that we are going to make, or should I say what I think they're going to make, they're looking for something to build. They're looking to bring in these younger players that are so excited to show up in Buffalo that they just want an opportunity to show how great they are because they were studs when they were
in the NHL.
And now they want to come to the NHL,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, you look at Anaheim. Jamie Drysdale was drafted the highest defenseman in last year's draft. He's a puck moving freak. Okay. He had a really, really fantastic year at 18 years old. He had a fantastic year in Anaheim. He's 18 years old. If you have him, the 3rd overall pick, you're going to get an extremely good player, 3rd overall. And then you have Max Jones. Max Jones was a first round draft pick a couple years back, and he is a bowling ball. He's a 5'10", 5'11", basically, you know, fast, physical, power forward. LA, we talked about LA. Alex Turcotte was 5th overall. He is an extremely, we don't know the level of what you're going to get out of Alex Turcotte. It's a roll of the dice for every single one of these young players. But Alex Turcotte's going to be a very good NHL hockey player. We just don't know how good. That's the thing. It's a crapshoot. 8th overall pick, you're going to be getting a very good player, 8th overall in this year's draft. And Gabriel Vilardi is what sells me on this deal. He's a 21-year-old center. He's 6'2". He's 200 pounds. And he is going to be, he's very much like a Filip Hedl. He's a very good centerman right now. Gabriel Vilardi played as the number 2 center on the LA Kings this year. What is he going to play in the next 3-4 years? He's going to continue to grow. He's going to be producing more points, have a bigger opportunity. He is an extremely, extremely good hockey player. Like all of these deals, I would take every one of them.
Yeah. I would take every one of them, but I prefer the Minnesota deal personally. Any reason to feel like a lot of this buzz surrounds Sam, Marty?
But let me ask you this. Okay. I know I've said on this show many times, do not ask for a goalie in a trade. There is options out there, free agent goaltenders. That's not to say Linus Ullmark will not re-sign with the Sabres. Listen, I think he's probably, you know, sitting at home and waiting for July 28 to see what happens. And he may very well sign for with the Sabres before that. But could you say Minnesota, Rossi, Boldy, first round pick, Kaapo Kähkönen, the goaltender there, who is 24 years old, had a really, really solid season with Minnesota last year, is the type of goalie that could fit in right now, be a 1A, 1B type of goaltender. You find a veteran guy to go along with him, and you let UPL marinate in the minors a year or two. Would that put it over the top? Would that make it, okay, yeah, good. Now we got our pieces. We got, you know, Boldy, who's not only did he lit up the college ranks, Rivs, as you pointed out, but was great in the American League too after the season, went down the American League, you know, and Rossi and a first-round pick and a goaltender to fill in that spot. Like
just Rossi or Rossi and Boldy?
Rossi, Boldy, first round pick. Yeah, and
Rossi, Boldy first. You want to give me the goalie? Sure.
Okay. And then I'm saying, okay, now I'm not settling. Now I'm getting the full value. That's the way.
Well, you're getting a fourth piece with promise. You're not getting like a lock.
You're getting a fourth piece, but you're certainly helping the situation because we ultimately right now do not have any goaltenders.
That was topic of conversation as Nedeljkovic got traded from Carolina to Detroit.
By the way, the heck is Carolina doing?
What was that?
What are they doing?
Did you hear what Steve Yzerman said about that? You'll have
What's
to ask
weird about
them
that?
Why
they only gave a third round draft pick.
He was a second rounder, and they've developed his all
I
of his time.
He was the starter, Marty.
Well, yeah. So he was – Mrazek was the starter, got hurt this year, and then Nedeljkovic played unbelievable. And then in the playoffs, they went back and forth a little bit. But Nedeljkovic was interesting because when the season started, Nedeljkovic was going to be on the taxi squad, third goalie. And he ended up playing enough games that he earned his restricted free agent right. He was going to be a UFA because he didn't play enough games in the National Hockey League. So – then Carolina apparently offered him $1.5 million a year and were worried about his arbitration award. So they just basically gave up on him, kind of like what the Sabres did with Dominic Cahoon last year. But Detroit goes around and signed him for what, 2 years at $3 million a year? Like, it's not that big of a difference. Carolina, if you like Nedeljkovic, or maybe they didn't, maybe they're like, nah, he's not going to be a good goalie. But what I've seen out of Alex Nedeljkovic, I really like. So that deal baffles me.
So that happened. But so, yeah, so your deal involving a goalie. I mean, couldn't you do the same with the Rangers deal? And we do have to go to break here. Darren Dreger at 11, and we will talk about.
I don't like Georgiev as much as I like Kaapo Kähkönen. So.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. We'll take a break. So we're on time with Dregs at 11 o'clock. Find out what he's saying because a lot can change on a day like today. And Minnesota apparently still in. Rangers still in. Apparently the Sabres are asking for a lot. What else would you expect? They're trading Jack Eichel. We'll be right back. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Darren Dreger joining us at 11 o'clock. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. He's obviously the TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. Draft tonight, 8 o'clock, ESPN2. Trade rumors are circulating. We don't know what's true, what's not. We'll get into that with Darren Dreger.
I have a good this or that, a preemptive this or that.
Did you like my this or that yesterday about expansion draft or Space Jam 2?
Yes, I really did. And I am going to take a chance on Space Jam 2.
Oh, wait. Craig thought the expansion draft was... I didn't want to quote you on the air yesterday, Marty, with your text to the group, because, you know, that's an opinion that I don't know if people want out there. But yeah. I asked Craig on the air. I don't know if you were listening at the time. And I said, what'd you think of the expansion? Because I thought they did a great job. And it actually made me more mad to even go on to shred them even harder than I think they really deserve. But
I'll just say this.
Absolutely god awful.
We all know that Carey Price is not selected, that Vladimir Tarasenko is not selected, that Gabriel Landeskog is not selected. They opened the show with, well, you got big names available here for people to pick. Carey Price, he could be on his way to Seattle. Vladimir Tarasenko is healthy. And I'm like, we all know. Like, don't try to feed us lies. Like, adjust on the fly, like say, hey, there is some interesting names out there. Although, as we have learned throughout the day, maybe these guys will not get selected. We shall see officially tonight. But don't feed us lies. Like, come on. Like, I just thought that was, you know, adjust on the fly. That's what we do. You know. So anyway,
adjust. I agree.
But here's my this or that. What will be better? A better show, I guess, and I hope it's tonight, ESPN's coverage of the draft or ESPN's coverage of the expansion draft. Like, I hope the draft is better than the expansion draft. I just hope.
You can watch the draft with Rob Ray, Danny Garen, myself down at the arena. There's a big party going on from 7. Be down there by 7. Draft starts at 8.
Now, tickets, are they all sold out for that?
They already sold out?
I don't know.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because it's in the Seneca Sports Lounge, right? So I think they have limited spaces. So anyway, well, I mean,
guess what? There's a draft party going on, and we're going to be down there. So find out if there are tickets available, and it'll be fun. And you know what? Sabres will pick. Who knows? I don't think any deals get announced before or until after they make the first overall pick, if there are any at all.
When is the pick? When does Sabres pick?
8:15.
8:15. Okay.
Well, probably I would say they come on the air at 8 o'clock. Hello, how you doing? Gary Bettman comes on. He says, you know, blah de da de da da, and then they say, and Buffalo Sabres are on the clock. So, boom. That's kind of like the way I would say probably 10-12 minutes, 8:10, 8:12 or so.
Marty, first overall pick your year. Don't tell me the year. What year were you drafted?
1995.
Was that not Ed Jovanovski?
Nope. It was a defenseman.
That was Brian Berard.
Brian Berard. Chris Phillips was the year after. Yeah. So it went Brian Berard to the Ottawa Senators and Wade Redden to the New York Islanders. Neither of them wanted to sign with their teams, basically, or were having a tough time. So in November or December of that year, they got traded for one another. So yeah. Berard went to Ottawa, and Berard went to New York, and Redden went to Ottawa.
Who was yours? Roman Hamrlich?
Yes.
Roman
Hamrlich went first. Alexei Yashin went second.
Ooh.
And I think Mike
was Rath- 1982.
Remember Mike Rathje, Marty?
Yeah.
San Jose defenseman. I think he went.
Were you 92?
I was 92. Yeah.
Okay.
Mine was LeCavalier, Legwand, and then Brad Stewart went third. Can't remember who went fourth. Brian Allen.
You were here in Buffalo, right? 98?
Yeah.
So I think my brother went 20-some overall.
That's right. Your brother was in my draft.
LA.
Yeah.
He got traded in a Ziggy Palfy trade.
That's
right. So, yeah, my brother was 21st overall, a pick ahead of Simon Gagné. And believe it or not, Alex Tanguay was in that trade. Manny Malhotra was in that trade. Michael,
tell you a story quickly about your brother Marty. At the prospect game,
yeah,
your brother. I remember we were doing the fast, like you had to do all the skills competition, mm-hmm. and it was each team. Your brother did the lap, and I remember Bobby Orr was he our no? I was on Team Cherry, but Bobby Orr was on the ice with us. They were always both there, And Bobby Orr turned and said, look at that kid skate. He was 6'6", and he was flying around the ice. It was incredible. It was to watch your brother flying around.
He should, I'll be honest with you, and we got to go to break for Dregs, but my brother probably should have played 700-800 games in the National Hockey League. He came in at 19 years old, was too soon. Then he moved around a little bit, and he was used very weirdly. Like, he was a tall, lanky defenseman. Like, he should have been killing penalty, blocking shots. They wanted him to be an offensive defenseman. They had him on the power play. It was weird, right? And
he had Ovi's spot on the Washington
power play. He had Ovi's spot in Washington. And Ovi said, my brother scored in 3 straight games on the power play. And Ovi goes, I'm going to take that spot right now. So my brother got kicked off the power play. Then he was the 7th defenseman. It was weird. But
anyway. Your brother was the last man to stand there before Ovi started his 700-goal parade.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's a trivia question. Who is the last person to regularly stand in Ovi's spot before he arrived there? Matthew Bearon. All right, Instigators, we'll be back. Darren Dreger coming up, and he does know a lot. So let's find out what could happen on draft day here involving the Sabres and maybe some other stuff around the league. Stick around, more to come.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.